Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play. Wrapping up right there means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have 69, our current temperature here in Albany. The sun's starting to break through the clouds. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM. 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. And like I said, 10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotional Council Studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. And yes, we have our guest on the line, and we're going to bring him in right now. Say good morning to Mr. David Orzechowski. Dave, how are you doing?
I'm great today. Thank you.
Very good. And you just finished up with liturgy again at St. Joe Parish, huh?
That's right. In fact, I'm still in my office here, just having finished putting everything away for the weekend.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And a busy week indeed. Of course, a couple of funerals this past week, and it's the Labor Day weekend. And so it makes for a big time or an eventful time. So
that's right.
And so we're going to get to how you are the music director and in charge of liturgy at St. Joe, but you're a tremendous organ player, piano player, vocalist, and we want to find out how you got started in music. So give us a little history. Take us back to the beginning, if you would.
Sure. Well, I grew up in a musical family. My mom and her siblings had a trio. They sang on the local radio station back in the days of, you know, a lot of local programming on small radio stations. And I always admired her piano playing, my mom's, and really wanted to do that. She was also in the church choir for about 60 years, actually. And I would go to choir practice with her as a little boy, kind of sit on the side there. And I just said to myself, oh, I really want to do all that someday. And in third grade, I started taking piano lessons from the choir director of the church. She was also a piano teacher, and she knew I wanted to play the organ, and pretty badly. She said, well, you have to have a couple years of piano first. I won't start you on organ till you've had enough piano for the solid background that that'll give you, you know. And in fifth grade then, she took me on as an organ student as well. And, well, that summer already I was playing for some of the really early early morning masses, a few hymns here and there. And, I've never had a time in my life ever since that I've been off the bench, so to speak. I've always, practically every weekend of my life, I would say, I've been playing the organ somewhere or piano somewhere for church. So that's the story in a nutshell, I guess you could say.
Really neat. Where were you born and raised, Dave?
Winona, Minnesota.
Winona, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And went to school where?
Yes, St. Stanislaus Kostka Parish, where I met my wife. I've known her since first grade.
Uh-huh.
and Cotter High School, St. Mary's College, music major there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And kids, I know one. You have Phil as one of your children, a son. Any others?
Nope, he's our only one.
Okay.
And he just recently got married a couple weekends ago. So.
Well, good for him. And he's very successful, one to be proud of. He works for the Daniel Funeral Home in St. Cloud and one of the directors and does an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very proud of him, too.
You bet. And we get their funeral announcements usually from email. And Phil always sends a personal note. I can always tell that it's him. He signs it or whatever. So, yeah,
uh-huh.
It's nice to hear from him.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You bet. So, so then after college and so on, you, of course, had the family and
right.
Continued to play. Where are some of the assignments that you worked at then after graduating?
Sure. My first assignment was in Duluth, Minnesota. That was 1984,
uh-huh.
Right after getting graduated from college, got married that very same August, and the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Rosary in Duluth, Minnesota. I was there for 8 years. And then the bishop from Duluth, who was a personal friend of ours, Bishop Robert Brahm, he got transferred to San Diego, and so we followed him. Because he had further work for me out there with the Diocese of San Diego. However, that was so far away, and we weren't kind of prepared for the culture shock, I guess you could say. So we were only there about 14 months, and that was at the Immaculata on the campus of the University of San Diego, just a beautiful, beautiful campus. But we missed Minnesota terribly, and so we came back, and there was an opening at St. Peter's Church here in St. Cloud, which we kind of knew because my wife has roots here. All of her family roots are from here. I've known her since first grade in Winona, because when she was 5 years old, the family moved to Winona, but she was really born here, and St. Peter's was actually where she had been baptized. So it was like, well, we know that parish. We've visited there before when we come here to see relatives. Great parish, good job. I was there 15 years, and then in 2008 came out here to St. Joseph's Parish in St. Joe.
Okay.
I've been here 10 years then. So.
It's been 10 years already, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
my
can't
goodness.
Believe it.
Time does go by.
Yeah.
Well, and that's great. And you took the job in St. Joe. I understand the opening came up, and it was a chance to have an organ again. And talk a little bit about the organ at St. Joe Church. It's a beautiful organ, isn't it?
Yes, I was very pleased to have an organ to play again, since that was my major instrument of focus in
mm-hmm.
college. And I always kind of wondered, how am I ever going to get that part back?
Uh-huh.
And then this opened up quite unexpectedly, and I've been very pleased to have an instrument to play again, and I really enjoy the organ here. I think it's incredibly versatile for its size. It's a 24-rank instrument. It was built by Arthur Kurtzman, who has since passed away a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Marin, of course, who is known around here from Cold Spring, known for doing the cathedral organ and other instruments. Cold Spring, he just had a significant installation in Cold Spring. Casey Marin is often the name you think of when you say pipe organ in this area, and he too helped Mr. Kurtzman build our organ here. But it really is a Kurtzman organ, and it's built of pipes from all different instruments. Some of them were brand new back in the 70s when it was put into the configuration you see today, but there are pipes in it from other older organs, and even the old organ in this very parish, too.
Okay.
And right now it's about to, in fact, the 10 o'clock Mass today was the last Mass that you will hear the organ until it is refurbished now. We've been raising money. The electrical is really going on it. There's a lot of things shorting out, and we're getting weird, strange-sounding notes just playing, randomly. So it all needs to be refurbished and cleaned. It's about time for a cleaning. And that'll all be now starting. He comes this Tuesday, in fact, and he says it'll take him till about the middle of October to do that.
Okay.
So,
Wow. Big project there.
Yes.
And I myself, as well as many parishioners there, sit in awe of you because we just watch you. You've got a microphone, usually by the piano, and so you're playing with both hands and using the feet to use the foot part of the pedals there, and then singing. And then you come to the end of the song, and with one hand you continue playing, and you direct and cut the choir. And how do you do that? How can you do all that at one time?
Yeah, well, I guess just years and years of practice.
Okay.
A lot of these songs, they kind of get in your bones, so to speak. You can kind of play them in your sleep, especially if it's a real familiar piece. And, you just kind of learn, there's nothing that'll help something happen as when it really has to happen.
Oh, I suppose.
When that choir needs a cutoff one way or other, boy, you find a way. And it all just kind of works, I guess. The Holy Spirit kind of makes it happen, I guess you could say.
It takes a special talent. Not everybody has that, but to be able to use two hands at one time, 2 feet, and of course singing then, you see some in polka music, you see some of the great musicians, concertina players or so, they're pushing and pulling with both hands on the concertina or the accordion and singing, or else looking around and talking to the crowd while their hands are playing. My goodness, now, some people, like myself, almost can't chew bubble gum and walk down the street at one time. So it's a tremendous talent that you have there.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate that. I've often thought similarly what you're saying about drummers. You know, how do they do all that?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and, it's so rewarding to go to a eulogy or a mass, whether it's a funeral, wedding, whatever the case might be, a weekend mass. But when the music is good, the service is so much more meaningful.
Well,
do you find that too?
Oh, yes, I agree. Obviously I wouldn't have dedicated my entire life to doing that if I didn't really believe in it. The spoken word is very important, but a lot of times I think we get our theology more from what we sing than what is sometimes preached at us, you know what I mean? And
so
that's
true.
Not in no way to disrespect a preacher.
No.
It's all important, but how we identify and who we are is expressed in our music more than we realize. It's not just pretty tunes.
Yes.
There's a lot of teaching and theology that's on our lips as we worship.
And a lot of times people can understand things by analogies. And it would be like comparing a baseball team or a football team. You can have a good quarterback, but you still need 10 other players around you. And so with the eulogy, you've got the music, you've got the choir, but you've got a priest, that gives a good homily and conducts a nice service. And then you've got all sorts of people helping out with whether Eucharistic ministers or reading the readings or doing things like that. So it's really a team effort, isn't it?
Yes. We are so grateful for all of our volunteers who do those many, many tasks. And a lot of times I'm just in awe of how many people it really takes to do this well.
That's right.
I've heard it said that good liturgy is the art of organizing all the various arts in worshiping God and bringing our best to God for that week, you know.
So true.
And that's what all these ministries are. It's everyone using their various gifts to make something that is bigger than it would otherwise be with all the individual parts.
All right. Well, Dave, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back and continue the conversation with you.
Sounds good.
All right. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausage. We make sausage on Wednesdays and Fridays every week. Labor Day today. And that marks the start of the hunting season for 2018 here in Minnesota, with the bear hunting season opening up. Some other states have hunting seasons that have opened up for hunting already. We can turn your clean and boneless fresh or frozen domestic or wild game trimmings into any number of delicious jerky, snack sticks, and or sausage items, usually complete and ready for pickup for your freezer within a week's time. Our professional and friendly staff always there to take your order and assist you in any way. The brat of the week this week is the smoked tailgater brats, just in time for your tailgating parties for the start of the 2018 football season. Yes, the NFL kicks off this week. The weekend brat sales continue out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market on Friday and Saturday. These nonprofit charitable organizations do just a wonderful job hosting, cooking, and serving some great brats and other various entrees for all of us to enjoy. Always more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, so like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjoesofmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913 for more information. And Dave, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we get that over to you and hope that you and your wife and family around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
That sounds wonderful. We love the meat market.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, you know, there's more to your job than just playing the piano and the organ and singing. You conduct the choirs. You organize liturgies. And, of course, there seems to be funerals every so often and wedding events. Right. You take care of all of those, too. Tell us a little bit about your job and how it all comes together.
Okay. Well, yes, as you said, Cy, there's more than just playing songs at the piano, you know. Really, almost anything except a homily that is said at Mass on Sunday, as a full-time liturgist, you know, I'm cultivating, and I have my hand in such things as writing the intercessions. You know, what do we need to pray for? You have to prayerfully consider that every week. What's going on in this community that needs to be brought to the Lord, you know? Preparing scripts for Father, for instance, you know, the Easter Vigil, very complicated liturgy. There's a lot of options in that book, a lot of options that maybe aren't even needed that year, given the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I distill all that, and I write up the scripts so that Father can basically pray the whole Easter Vigil from beginning to end, and he can concentrate on the prayer rather than, no, I have to skip that page, or I need option B over here on page 803. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
A lot of energy gets wasted just on navigating the book, and, well, we want him to have time and energy to be able to put into the prayer. And so all that is just kind of tailor-made for him. Now, we don't do that every week for a regular Mass, but
sure,
to a lesser degree, that is always going on, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's a lot of meeting with brides and grooms and families for funerals, which is a very beautiful, even though it's a difficult time in their lives, it's also a very rich time and a time to really connect with people at a moment when they need the community around them, you know.
You bet.
Those are just some things that come to my mind immediately as you speak about the work.
You bet. And talking about funerals, we had two of them, large ones this week. Actually, the first one wasn't as quite as large a family, but very well known. Teresa Johnson was on Tuesday, and then Jim Brown's funeral on Wednesday.
Right.
Music and everything was so well prepared. And as we attended the luncheon, I met with other people from around, and you always hear what a nice funeral service that the St. Joe Parish always conducts for the various people that pass away from our parish. You hear that from outsiders coming in.
Well, that's great to hear, and it's always very affirming when you do hear something like that. You know, a lot of times in ministry, you do kind of wonder. I mean, you hope and pray that the Spirit is working through you, but we don't always know who we've reached or how far it has reached. Every once in a while, when you do receive comments like you've just mentioned, that is very affirming, and it makes you want to keep going on, you know?
That is true.
And
it's such a delicate time, too, because the family is going through just a roller coaster of emotions.
That's
and,
right.
You know, things that are said, music that is played, the readings and so on. Mm-hmm. Usually, many times, people, and especially in this day and age, they're not regulars at church, and so they're almost like a fish out of water when it comes to planning their own loved ones' ceremony or their funeral thing, because it's important to them, and they really don't grasp how important it is, I think, until after the service is over, mm-hmm. and people will come up and say, oh, those readings were so good, mm-hmm. or the music, the songs you picked out. And people do have those options, don't they, when they plan a service?
Oh, yes, all kinds of choices for songs and readings. You uh-huh. know. Obviously, we like the music to be liturgical music.
Absolutely.
For church. But there is a lot of discussion and deliberation. And we sit with the families as long as it takes. Sometimes people come in and they pretty much know exactly what they need, and it's very brief. Other times, there's a lot of discernment. And they sit around the table for an hour or two and just...
Sure.
Or I sing or play samples for them to listen to, you
sure.
know. Every situation is different.
You bet. Mm-hmm. That is so true. I have to highlight one that just gives me goosebumps on top of goosebumps when you do this particular selection. And I've heard you do it for a couple of different funerals.
Oh.
I'm Only a Memory Away.
Oh, yes. And, well, thank you. Thank you for that.
And who is the original? Where did you get it from, or where did you hear it?
Well, that has been sort of the question of the past year or so since I started using it.
Uh-huh.
I got the song from the music director in Cold Spring.
Okay.
It's just handwritten. There is no music for it. There isn't even a name on it.
Okay.
And I've asked her, and I don't think she really even knows either. I think it is someone from around here,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but exactly who, I don't know. People have, you know, is it on YouTube? Can it be, is the sheet music somewhere online? Well, no to any of those except
yeah.
the handwritten manuscript I received it as.
Well, after you did it, and I'm not sure who the first time, if it was maybe Gladys Schneider, or it was one of the parishioners from St. Joe, that had passed away probably a year, maybe 2 years ago already,
yes.
When you had done it. And it was like, oh, my gosh, it just really set me back in my pew. And
yeah.
I thought, wow, is this awesome? So I came, uh-huh. and it was somebody that I knew quite well, so I did a little bit of a tribute here on the radio on Sunday.
Oh.
And I looked on YouTube, and I found it. And I would, you know, insist that it had to been you, because the artist was so identical to your voice. I've never found it since. It was there
really?
The one time, and I've never found it since. And I looked this morning through, I think, 10 or 12 pages on there,
yeah.
and there's so many songs similar to it that
mm-hmm.
are done by various artists. The title is similar, but the music is nowhere as close.
Sure.
And I just think you did an awesome job of that one. I think I've heard you do it twice. You've maybe done it oftener than that, but it's been
yeah.
really good both times.
Well, thank you so much, and I have received a lot of comments about that song. That
uh-huh.
people seem to just really. In fact, I even sang it at the Lions convention. They had a regional convention not too long ago, last fall, I think it was, or was it this past spring? Either way, in the past year, some of our St. Joe parishioners are members of the Lions, and they have a gathering at the Kelly Inn in St. Cloud, and they had a service remembering those who've died in the past, you know, year. And I sang it there, too, and people really received it well. It's a beautiful song, and I'm honored to sing it. And it kind of goes in streaks, too, you know, for the you'll go a long time. And this is with any song. Someone will request a song, and then they hear it at, people hear it at a funeral. Lo and behold, the next several funerals, people are asking for that song, and then maybe it goes away for a little while. People kind of forget about it. Maybe I even kind of forget about a song, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
And then someone asks for it again, and then we kind of have a series of renewed interest in that piece, I guess you could say.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. Well, our time is running short, David, and it's at this time, I don't know if I forewarned you, but I usually ask each and every musician. And many times our musical guests are polka music guests because our, our program is primarily polka.
Right.
And so they do the various performances at the dance halls and the clubs and polka fests and things. And so I usually ask each guest if there's a memory, an event that they could, you know, relay to the listeners here, good, bad, or otherwise. I mean, I've heard everything from flat tires to getting stuck in snowstorms, playing for large gatherings at Carnegie Hall or for the president's inauguration. But in your case, Dave, over the years, is there one that stands out, whether it was a special wedding or funeral or playing for a certain bishop or anything that might come to mind that you want to share with the listeners?
Sure. Well, there are many, many that I could think of.
Sure.
What the high point would have been when we installed the new pipe organ at the cathedral in Duluth.
Oh, yeah.
I went there knowing that was going to happen. It was a single donor. Minnesota Public Radio came and recorded that concert. I had the honor of dedicating that instrument. It made the newspapers up there. So it was kind of a bright moment that I'm proud of, and just finally getting some really quality recordings done by people who know what they're doing. I've treasured having those, too, because, you know, a lot of the things through the years have been just my own. Well, back in the days of cassettes, for instance,
sure.
Just my own player sitting on the side of the choir loft, and what it caught, and what it
exactly.
What it didn't, you know.
That's right.
So that was kind of fun to sort of have that moment. But there have been many, many. Every liturgy that gets off the ground that you've been preparing for so long is a glorious thing.
Absolutely.
Whether it's in a little chapel or a huge cathedral.
Absolutely. You bet.
Well, the Lord comes down on that altar the same wherever you are, simple or grand.
Well, we've heard it said many times, where three or more are gathered in my name, I am there. So
that's right.
And most churches, there's always more than three people. So, yes, true.
That's right.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been awesome, David. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd invite people that, we go on vacation. We go elsewhere traveling. We always try to attend church on the weekends whenever, or like when we went this year, it was the Feast of the Assumption. We really enjoy seeing other masses, other liturgies, and how that, you know, even though it's all Catholic, sometimes there are variations in the different parishes like that.
That's right.
And it's always interesting and entertaining, of course, to see how other parishes do it. And so I would invite the listeners, if they ever get the chance to come to St. Joe for a weekend or for a funeral or a wedding, pay particular attention to the music, because likely you'll be there.
That's right.
So with
proud
that,
to be.
You bet. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Dave. Thank you again so much for joining us. And I tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do this thing again sometime.
I hope so.
All right.
I'm so honored that you asked me to be on today. Thank you.
All right. So with that, we're going to let you run, and I'll talk to you off the air then, Dave.
Okay, thanks.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
And there he goes, David Orzechowski, our 249th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. And we're going to feature music coming up by some of the different gospel artists over the years. And so we'll get to that in just a moment. Larry Razavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, wrapping up another edition of our musical Musicians Come and Play program. And yes, David Orzechowski, what a wonderful guest and a great musician and vocalist at the Parish of St. Joseph. And I think I said it was his, the 249th, it's the 259th edition, 259 continuing series of Musicians Come and Play. And yes, over time, we've had a number of different varieties of music. Even though it's primarily a polka show, it was great to have David on today as well. And so, of course, David not having recorded music on CD available for the program here. So we're going to feature music, gospel inspirational music this session. Some of the music that we play routinely on Sunday mornings. And we're going to start things out with one that we've started playing recently in recent years. Just found out about it a couple of years ago. Daniel O'Donnell with one called Beyond the Rainbow's End.
I have gone from sight, but I am waiting, waiting just beyond the rainbow's end. I'm happy in this place that I have come to, because I'm here with my forever friend. Now all your thoughts of me, let them be joyful, of things we've done and happy times we've shared. So don't be sad, dear ones, because I've left you. Please laugh and talk of me as if I'm there. Just look up in the sky, I am the sunshine. I'm the mist that rises on a summer's morn. I'm the gentle breeze that cools the autumn evenings. When the birds sing in the trees, I am their song. This journey I have made, one day you'll make it. You too will be with my forever friend. It's then once more that we will be together. I'll meet you just beyond the rainbow's end. It's then once more that we will be together. I'll meet you just beyond the rainbow's end. Yes, I'm waiting just beyond the rainbow's end.
Daniel O'Donnell with one called Just Beyond the Rainbow's End, and a very, very popular current song, especially people having lost a loved one or so will request that song on Sunday mornings. And I could just hear David doing that one, very much similar to the song that we were talking about. You're just a memory or only a memory away, very similar in style. And with the piano in the background, I could just hear David doing that one as well. 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 72 our current temperature here in Albany. Music continues right now. Here's one that Dave has probably done many times. It's one called On Eagle's Wings, Mr. Michael Crawford.
The sun and hold you in the palm.
Mr. Michael Crawford with one called On Eagle's Wings is playing some of the gospel music that we oftentimes hear here on Sunday mornings on Chasm, and probably music that David Orzechowski has played over time as well. 28 minutes past the hour, 12 o'clock, 28 past 12, and we're at 72 degrees here in central Minnesota. Moving into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Dave Ibertowski and the gang over there do such a wonderful job. Yes, indeed. And they have all sorts of trips around this great land of ours, all sorts of destinations to the big cities like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., L.A., Chicago, Nashville, just to mention a few. And, of course, they do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area. So, you'll want to give Dave and the gang a call at Turco, 1-800-868-7261 to make that reservation. And they are looking forward to the big Polka Fest coming up in Walker, Minnesota, the Northern Lights Casino, October 17th and 18th. It's a Wednesday and Thursday. The Jerry and Joyce Band are going to travel with you. It's round-trip transportation via deluxe motor coach, spending one night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel. You're going to receive $50 on your player's card, entertained by Jerry and Joyce Dance Band. Showtime's two different times, 3:30 and 8:30. There's going to be sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for the polka participants. So, and again, Jerry and Joyce performing two different times, 3:30 and 8:30. So, and the departure time is 8 a.m. from Shopko West on Wednesday, October 17th. So, to make that reservation again, to be on the mailing list for Turco, or to find out anything about all of the upcoming tours, be sure and give Dave and the gang a call. Once again, it's 1-800-868-7261. Turco, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. As we get back to the music of the gospel music that we normally feature here on Sunday mornings, and this is one that we do very much, very often during the Lenten period. Mr. Jimmy Davis does a great job on this one, and in fact, I've never heard it performed by anybody else. It's one called The Three Nails, Mr. Jimmy Davis.
The blood that washed my sins away,
this is a story of long ago, of a man who owned a little store, and he said I was proud to have my name up over the door. It was some 2,000 years ago, as I recall, located in Jerusalem, across the street from Pilate's Hall. I thought I had everything anyone would need, and folks would come from miles around, regardless of their creed. The only thing I had I didn't think I could ever sell was in a corner on a shelf, three old rusty spike nails. And then one day a big Roman soldier came through the door. As he walked up to me, it seemed he shook the floor. I said, "Can I help you, sir?" With a voice I guess seemed frail. He looked at me with a sneering grin and said, "I want to buy some big, big nails." "Three old rusted spikes is all I have," he said to me, "that'll do. For the job I have, three's enough. Now how much do I owe you?" He put the money in my hand, and I was glad to make the sale. Then I wondered and asked him, "Sir, what can you do with just three nails?" He said, "Did you ever hear of a man called Jesus the Nazarene?" "You mean the one who goes about doing good?" He said, "Yes, that's the man. Well, today I intend to show the world that I am boss. For with these three old rusty spikes, I'm going to nail Jesus to the cross." I stood there almost numb, and you'll never know how I felt. I said, "Please, sir, don't do that." as down on my knees I knelt. He just turned and walked away, and I got up and followed him. I said, "Please, sir, I'll buy them back." But he just looked at me and grinned. But in the distance, I could see the howling mob through the tears that filled my eyes. "Away with him! Crucify him!" I could hear their angry cries. And over the top of all the noise and groans of agony, I could hear the sound of the hammer as that big Roman soldier nailed Jesus to a tree. With three rusty nails, they nailed Jesus to the tree. The sun turned to darkness on that day. 'Twas the day that Jesus died, and the blood flowed from his side. The blood that washed my sins away.
Jimmy Davis from the years gone by, one called The Three Nails. As we're featuring gospel music this noon on our musical treat for Dancing Feet, our guest this morning on our Musicians Come and Play, David Orzechowski, music director and musician over at St. Joseph's Parish in St. Joe, Minnesota, does a wonderful job. Each and every week we get to see him there, and it's just a real treat to watch Dave perform, leading the choirs, and featuring gospel music in his honor. All right. Right now, music continues right now. Joe Stafford, Gordon McRae, one called Whispering Hope.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. With a gentle persuasion, whispers a comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is dark. The sunshine tomorrow after the shower is gone. Whispering hope, oh how well
breaking of day.
Whispering hope,
Joe Stafford, Gordon McRae with Whispering Hope here on KASM, taking us to 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock and 73 now our current temperature here in Albany. As we move into the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. And the Hustler, probably the original zero-turn, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Check out all the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. And, yeah, one of these 2018 product line catalogs that Kevin has on hand will help you out. That starts out with the Little Raptors all the way up to the Super Zs and beyond. They even make one in a diesel motor now. So, yeah, all sorts of ideas and options there to look at when looking at a brand new Hustler. He's also got options like baggers and other attachments available. So check that out as well. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. Started out working on a John Deere's way back in the day. And, of course, now can work on any mower. If it's got a motor on, he can fix it, you bet. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants, whatever you might need. And Kevin also accepts trades. So if old Bessie's getting a little tired, bring her on out to Kevin's, and he'll make you a sweet deal on one of those brand new Hustlers. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Once again, that's 320-363-7459. Easy to find, head on out on County Road 3, heading north out of St. Joe towards Holdingford. Get out there about 6 miles. You're going to see that big yellow and orange sign hanging from the big post on the west side of the road there in the ditch. And a nice big yard there for you to try out those Hustlers. Kevin, just a great guy to do business with, so check him out this week. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now. Gospel style on this forenoon, and this is one that we do very often on Sunday mornings, feature music of Jim Reeves. Here's one called Take My Hand, Precious Lord, Mr. Jim Reeves.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my word is all done, and my race here is run, let me see by the light thou hast shone. That fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Jim Reeves with an all-time classic there, Take My Hand, Precious Lord. We do that one very frequently on Sunday mornings, very much requested. Very good recording there by Mr. Jim Reeves. 18 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 74, our temperature here in Albany. And we also have some great musical talent here in central Minnesota that do gospel music. And one of the CDs I have available is by a group called Gone Fishing. They produced this CD in 2008. And the name of the group, Gone Fishing, and members of the band, Dale Zenner, Barbie Schlebein, Mark Kielosch, Nancy Zenner, and Bob Jungles at the time of this recording. And they do one here, one called Exodus. Is Gone Fishing, name of the group there, Gone Fishing, local from central Minnesota, and the song Exodus. Taking us into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdoc of Little Falls, yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family, start making memories together like so many folks have done in the past. They have a large traveling family. And many people travel time and time again with Laverne because they know what a great time they're going to have. Now, we had a chance to visit with Kim this morning. If you were listening all morning long, you heard that right before 9 o'clock. We visited with Kim, and she updated us on all of the upcoming trips that they are looking forward to. And so just briefly running over a few of those, the National Parks Tour in October. And also Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas, that's in November. Gatlinburg Smoky Mountains Pigeon Forge in Nashville, and that is in December. And then they've added one. They're going to travel to Our Lady of the Snows, and that's the end of November as well. And they're going to have a travel presentation a week from today in September 9th. So lots of excitement and anticipation with Laverne's Travel, always with all of the great trips that they have on their schedule. And they keep adding on. And, of course, Kim mentioned a couple of the trips that they're looking forward to in 2019 as well. So to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, maybe to see more information about some of the tours or trips, give Laverne a call, 1-800-840-9211. Again, that's Laverne and Kim, 1-800-840-9211. They also maintain a very nice website, a webpage, so www.lavernestravel.com. And Laverne and Kim, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 12 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections right now. A Sunday morning wouldn't be complete without music by Mr. Johnny Cash, one called Precious Memories.
Precious memories. Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the secret past unfold. Precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood my soul. Father, loving mother, fly across the lonely years, and old home scenes from my childhood in fond memory appear.
Johnny Cash with one called Precious Memories here on KASM. And that takes us now to 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And we're going to do that with another popular artist, Mr. Merle Haggard. And did a gospel CD back in the days and does a real nice job on this one. It's one called The Old Rugged Cross, Mr. Merle Haggard.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross with the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. In the Bible, we read of the beauties of heaven and the place Christ has gone to prepare. and eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, what awaits us in heaven, in that city four square. We'll walk and talk with our loved ones, and we'll see the Savior face to face, and we'll sing praises to Him forever, and forever we'll thank Him for His amazing grace. But we must prepare while we live here below, so to claim our inheritance that awaits. And if we neglect so great a salvation, we can never enter heaven's gates. You know, we'll be joint heirs with Christ in that home, and together we'll walk the streets with Him, made of pure gold. And we'll live in a mansion not made by human hands, and forever watch the mysteries of heaven unfold. These words were written by my mother, and as of the recording of this album, which was finished in April of 81, she's of sound body and mind, and I'm proud to say that she's about to celebrate her 79th birthday. And with the exception of a few mental scars brought about by her youngest and most wayward son, I believe she's fine. And I want to dedicate this album to her, which I've titled For the Mama That Tried. Mom, this one's for you. But I also want to dedicate it to an old friend of mine who is the leading character in these recordings and who gave his life for all of us. I will cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Mr. Merle Haggard and his recording of The Old Rugged Cross. Wrapping up our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, taking us to 5 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And again, we have 73 degrees right now. 73 is our current temperature here in Albany.